from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University, Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome once again to another episode of
Beers with the Brewers,
recorded here in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Tap Room. Joining me today, Adam Benner.
Hello.
Walt Keyes.
Hey.
Chris Helderman.
Hello.
And Mark Richards.
Was that, well, you're joining yourself?
British. Yeah, we also have Julie Amazing down on the end, our producer, who is not mic'd, but always with us in spirit.
Or actually in person, too.
Yeah, today in person.
Just not in voice.
So today we are speaking about the Franklinton Pub Ale. It's an ESB that we make here at the brewery. We call it a pub ale. Toffee, nutty, toasty, and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Suggested pairings, tacos.
You probably want some fish tacos.
Fish tacos.
Maybe
fish
with tacos. Some potatoes on there.
You kinda might like call them fish and chips.
Maybe a
taco.
Fish and chips taco.
Yeah, like a roast beef and mashed potato taco with like use some bread instead of a tortilla.
I'd be down to try that.
So like a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Like
how about chili? What kind of chili would go with this?
I think we would want like a southwestern sweet heat chili.
Sweet heat.
Sweet heat. That's where it's at.
Give me some of that sweet heat.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
You just did.
Sure did.
Upcoming events here at Land Grant.
Oh, we got some things coming up.
Yeah, next Tuesday, come on down to Franklinton. Hang out with us while Red, White, and Boom's going on. The beer garden will be fully operational. We'll have Bomb Pop Kolsch on tap.
On tap right now, too, if you want a secret early taste of it.
Ooh. Pro tip.
Tap 13.
Also, Creamsicle Kolsch is going to be back for that, so couple of those special closures for a special day here down in Franklinton. We're going to have Sunnyside Tacos here from 3 till 7, O Burgers from 7 to midnight while you're trying to get out of that traffic down here, get on 315, stop by, get some O Burgers. If you're not driving, grab another beer. And if you're taking an Uber, stop by and get another beer before you head on home after the Midwest's largest fireworks.
Yeah, display. You don't want to drive down here.
Yeah, get an Uber down. We'll be down here. Tap room opens at noon. Drinking a lot of good beers that day.
Yeah, if you're driving down here, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah. Yeah, all the roads are closed. Just take an Uber, ride a bike, take a walk. You'll thank yourself at about 11 o'clock when you're trying to beat traffic home.
Next Friday, July 6th, we have Veterans Appreciation Day with 97.1 The Fan. So super excited about that. They're going to be down here broadcasting live and in person here at Land Grant.
Do we know what time they're broadcasting? Like what shows are going
to
be on?
I don't. Does anyone know? To be determined. Tune in next week on Beers with the Brewers where we'll have a little more information.
Yeah.
Tune in next week on July
4th. Yeah, yeah, you might be listening to it on your way into the 97.1 The Fan Veterans Appreciation. But bands will be playing all day. We also will be having a veterans job fair, good food, and beer throughout that fest.
We will also be announcing the winner of the Beer Wars, the Man's Common Ale, and then International House of Bone. So continue to buy those. Common Man is in the lead right now.
Ooh. Yeah, and if you don't know what any of that meant, go back to last week's episode and listen to that because we explained the whole thing.
Whole thing. On July 21st, we have Poses and Pints with Moto Yoga. We're going to be doing yoga in the beer garden. It's $20. Proceeds from the ticket sales and bar tabs are going to benefit Youth Yoga Project. They're known for their hot yoga, and it's probably going to be in the 90s, so they're just going to bring the whole studio basically down here. Good people over at Moto.
Yeah, ABP. Always be posing.
Chris, English bitters are near and dear to my heart. You want to give us the breakdown on a style?
All right. The BJCP style guide states that the flavor should be medium to moderately high bitterness, low to moderately high fruity esters, low hop flavor. There should be no citrus hops in this. It should have a dry finish. The malt profile should be bready, biscuity, and toasty. You should get some caramel or toffee flavors in it. And balance is often decidedly bitter, although bitterness should not completely overpower the malt, esters, and hop flavor. You can actually have some diacetyl in this style. If you've ever been to the UK, most of their beers do have a little diacetyl in it, a little buttery, and that would be allowed. As far as the aroma, pretty much the same as far as that goes. Again, the hops should be earthy, resiny, floral. And there should be no citrus in there. You can have some fruit character, but definitely no citrus. You want your dark fruits or your berries. Balance, again, should be malty. Seasonality, you'll be drinking this all year round, no problem. 25 IBUs to 40 IBUs. ABV is 3.8 to 4.6 traditionally.
So definitely a sessionable beer.
Yes.
Very sessionable.
Crushable.
Kind of the thought behind this beer is you go in here and it's Franklinton Pub Ale for a reason. It's just a neighborhood beer. You can just come down and drink it at any time. Two or three of them.
Yeah, for those unfamiliar, if you're listening from the West Coast or Hawaii or somewhere else where you aren't familiar with the word Franklinton, Franklinton's the neighborhood of Columbus. We're in here in Columbus across the river from downtown.
Yeah, little history on Columbus. The city was originally founded here in Franklinton. And then it flooded. We're in a floodplain, and everyone moved to the other side of the river where it doesn't flood as much. For a lot of years, it kept flooding until about 2003 when they built the Franklinton flood wall. And that's what's helped spur a lot of the growth here down in our neighborhood. So if you haven't been down to Franklinton in a while, and you haven't been here maybe 6 to 9 months, it's starting to be unrecognizable with all the growth and stuff that people had been talking about may happen finally has broken ground. And you know, we look at our front door and we got 5-story apartments about a block away, and then 2 blocks north of us and Broad Street also have the same, and our friends from across the pond, BrewDog, opened up their spot. So Franklinton is definitely a good spot to be at this point.
It's hopping,
frampening,
hopping, see that
happening.
There's a little style history on this beer. Basically, it started out in the 1800s. They started using crystal malts. If you're not familiar with crystal malts are actually really, really cool production. Typically, with most malts, or with all malts, they start to germinate. Once they start, we stop that. We dry them out. And so what they've done is they've created all these enzymes that chew up all the starches and convert those to sugars. So all they did was make those, and then we want to keep those sugars where they are. Typically, you would then reactivate those enzymes in your mash tun with your hot water. Well, with crystal malts, they actually do something cool. They basically make each little malt kernel its own mash tun. So they do something called stewing, where basically they heat it up to probably 150. And all those enzymes turn all the starches into sugars inside the kernel. Then they dry it. And so if you were to crack a crystal malt kernel open, it would look like a crystal, which is why they're called crystal malts.
So yeah, the sugar, the starches have already converted to sugar, and then when they malt them, you get that caramel reaction and that crystal, sugar crystal look.
Yep. Huh.
Interesting. Very cool.
Learn something new every day.
The more you know.
And then based on a Levibond scale, as the darkness of that toasting or roasting goes further.
Yeah, you get more caramelization of those sugars and some Maillard reactions and other things that give you those different flavors, all the way from C10, caramel or crystal 10, all the way up to, I think, C120s as big as they go.
And the Levibond scale being how they measure the darkness, basically.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, color in a beer or grain.
Yeah, I think some of the best examples for me tend to be more on the toasty toffee end than the caramel end.
Yeah, the 120, you tend to get, I get a lot of dark fruit berry flavors out of it, which we use some of that in Son of Mutter Brown Ale and some of our other beers. The lower you get some caramel, but you get some, like Mark said, toffee and bready characters. It's a really wide spectrum, and they're all pretty darn cool.
Real cool.
Typically, this beer is over in the UK would be served as a real ale on cask, meaning it would be only slightly carbonated, and I would probably use a beer engine or either gravity fed or a hand pump only. It would not be carbonated coming out of like a keg. It'd be a cask, whether a wooden cask, which I don't know how much they use those anymore, or just the standard pins or firkins that they use nowadays.
Yeah, you would expect today's cask to be stainless steel, just like our kegs.
Yes. Franklin and Pub Ale, it's a bit higher ABV than you would expect from an ESB. There was some over-efficiencies on our first brew, and we liked it so much, we said, we're just going to leave it like it is. So yeah, it comes in at 5.2% alcohol and 33 IBUs.
Crushability, I would say, pretty big on those. I'd go 5 out of 6. What do you think, Wally? Could you finish a 6-pack?
For me, I tend less towards the malty beers, so I'm going to give it, and that's just a personal preference more than anything. So I'll give it a 3 or 4.
I'd go 4.
What do you think, Chris, as the designer on this beer?
I'd go 5. But yeah, it'd be worth to get 5. We'll say 4.5 would be the consensus, I believe.
All right. Got a 4.5 this week on Franklinton Pub Ale Crushability.
Good, quick math.
So why did we choose to brew this style?
Because I really like ESBs. That is why we chose to brew this. Every once in a while, there's room in the production schedule where we have our fermenter number 6, which is our fun fermenter. It's where we do all of our sours in it. Not because it's the sour fermenter, but just because it's a 20-barrel fermenter. It's a little small. So all of the Mr. Balloon Hands and Franklin and Pub Ale and some of the other kind of odd ones that are only usually available in the tap room the first go-around are done on fermenter 6. So when we have a little room, the brewer's going to have a little fun and brew something that we don't normally brew. We're excited about it because we get an English yeast strain in-house. And English yeast strains are super cool at high temperatures. They get some extra fruity notes that can bump IPAs over the edge. If you are familiar with our Sun Drip that uses the same yeast as this, that's one of the reasons I got brewed this time.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it has sold really well in the tap room, and it's got a bit of a following, and that was kind of the reason and the driving force behind putting some of it in cans this time around. We wanted some of those people that come in and enjoy the pub ale here to be able to take it home with them. So, yeah, you know, you can now find pub ale in cans, but only here at the tap room because, much like the beer itself was intended, you know, we still want it to be a tap room exclusive.
Yeah, and still is. Availability of this beer is in our tap room, more or less, and also now in packaged product. We have the Franklinton Pub Ale in cans available for sale only in the land-grant tap room here in Franklinton.
That's right.
So if you were to look on the bottom of a Franklinton Pub Ale can, you would see Ezra 1803. Now,
what does this mean?
I will give you... So the bottom of the cans here at Land Grant, sometimes they're pretty cryptic. Sometimes they're right on the nose. Sometimes you'll never figure them out. This one in particular was the pioneer Ezra Griswold, who in 1803 opened the first tap room in Worthington.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
That is an
awesome
is a
historic
good
insight.
Piece of trivia.
Hell yeah.
So you can expect similar type things on the bottom of the can.
Ezra Griswold. That's a strong name.
It is. I believe he was
a fan of the letter Z.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he related to Chevy Chase?
That was going to be my joke.
Chevy Chase?
Chevy Chase?
Yeah, you know, like he'd drive a Chevy.
Oh, did he invent Chevrolet? Is that why they call them Chevys?
Yes.
Because of Chevy Chase?
He invented the Chevrolet.
Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Yeah, most people don't know this. Chevy Chase's actual first name is Chevrolet.
Sure, that's
here. I got
even
it.
More.
I got your pre-trivia for next time. Lucas Sullivan, he founded Franklinton, so you can look for that potentially.
It's a lot of letters, but
that'll ruin a date code really quick.
Sullivan is nine
Sully?
Letters.
Yeah, that's our 9-10's the cap. So, all right. So specific tasting notes on Franklinton Pub Ale. Your appearance is going to be a light brown caramel color. The aroma, you're going to have a nutty, toffee, toasty, caramel flavor. Flavor? Toffee, bready, and nutty. As mentioned before, our 4 descriptor words for this beer are toffee, nutty, toasty, and dry.
Would you say if you're catching
a trend here, toffee, bready, and nutty are pretty prevalent in this beer.
It's a bit nutty.
So if you were down here at 424 West Town Street enjoying a Franklinton Pub Ale, the only place you can drink it, and the 1 of 3 places in town you can have Ray Ray's Hog Pit, what would you get off the menu at Ray Ray's Hog Pit?
Jerk chicken.
Walt would have the jerk chicken. I would have the fries. And for you vegetarians out there, the fries would be a good choice.
I'd go with the brisket.
I was going to say brisket.
The beer, I think, would actually cut through the fat pretty well on the brisket. I think that's actually a hell of a pairing.
Maybe that brisket sounds pretty good.
That brisket.
Cool.
Speaking of smoked meats, Adam, are you going to be smoking meat here for the employees on Tuesday?
Yeah, I haven't picked out the meat yet. I don't think I'm going to get a pastrami in. Not enough time to brine that unless I pick it up today. And
The folks in my group at the Blue Jackets golf outing were talking about Montreal smoked meats.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
There you go.
That's basically what I do that instead of a pastrami.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because they were the Canadian.
I played with Bill
Parcells.
Bill whatever, the guy who does the TV announcing. What's his last name? He's got a last name that's cool. But he was talking about that was what he liked to do when he was in Montreal.
Bill Cunningham?
Not Bill Cunningham.
Bill Davidge?
Davidge. I was afraid to say it out loud because it's kind of hard to pronounce.
Very cool. I played with Jody Shelley, who's down on the
ice. He
said
you were really good at golf. Yeah.
Did you check him into the boards?
No one in my group said I was really good at golf.
Oh, no. That's all right.
It's okay.
We didn't win.
I don't think anyone's ever told me I've been
good at
golf.
I gave him all beer, and it seemed okay.
All right, upcoming episodes. What do we got? What do we got up next? What do we got next week?
I thought we had Pale Blue Sky coming.
Uh-oh. There needs to be a meeting. We're going to meet beforehand, so we'll tweet out if there's going to be an episode or not. I know
Producer Julie's calling a meeting.
If you're going on your holiday vacation and looking to listen to Beers with the Brewers, maybe driving down to South Carolina like a lot of Ohioans, you might have to catch up on past episodes. Maybe there was something we talked about that you missed in a previous episode, so maybe rethink, maybe after you tried the beer, what your crushability scale is, and tweet at us. Maybe while you're listening, you got some more questions to send out. Did we get any questions this week, Julie?
We did, actually. Brian Dwyer had a question.
Oh, Mr. Dwyer. Brian Dwyer.
Who?
Friend of the podcast. Friend
Brian
of
Dwyer.
The brewery. Brian Dwyer.
Adam, do you know what it was?
No, yes. Did he have a question?
Yeah, he told us at the beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was a good question.
Please email
too.
Or text us.
Let's get him on the phone.
All right, calling Brian Dwyer. Put that on speaker. I think we can get him. Phone a friend.
First ever phone a friend. Did you call the right cell phone?
Hello.
Hey, Dwyer. This is Adam from Land Grant Brewing Company, Beers with the Brewers. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hi, Brian. You're live on the podcast.
You're live on air.
Excellent. Glad to be here.
Mark and I were, and Chris and Walt are here, and we were just thinking about, you asked us a question on Sunday night at the last Hickory and Oak dinner, and we couldn't remember, so we thought we'd give you a call.
Well, that's excellent, because that's two of us then.
There were six beers with six plates.
I think it's a great question. It was a very good question.
That's why we called you. It
was really good at that moment. All right, Adam, I'll tell you what. I had a great time at the Hickory and Oak Supper Club on Sunday, and I know you guys have had success with that in the past. Is that going to come back here in the near future?
That was our sixth in a series of six dinners. Great job from all the brewers and the special beers and the pairing they did. Amazing menus put together by Ray Ray's, and this past weekend all the guest chefs that they brought in was fantastic. I think we were all really impressed.
It was amazing
throughout the entire 6 months that we did that. Now we are taking a break. We're taking a pause as the weather has gotten really nice. We noticed it was a great thing to do on a Sunday night down here at the tap room when it was cold and there wasn't much else going on, but we're looking to bring this back. We haven't solidified a date, but we're tentatively around the holidays, around November. Probably do it through February or March again. But we had a great time with that, and appreciate your question, Brian. Thanks for calling
thanks
into
for
the
calling
podcast.
In.
Thanks for
calling,
number. Brian.
Well, yeah, it was great. Again, I also enjoyed the different beer pairings that they had with it. I think they really went well with each of the different courses. So I look forward to doing that again.
Great. We'll send you a check here soon.
All right. All right, Brian. We'll talk to you later, man. Cheers. Well, that's the first of the podcast.
First call into the podcast.
First call into the podcast. Now we're going to have the phone boards are going to be blowing up. They're going to know at 3:30 to 4:30.
Please don't call us
on Wednesdays. We're going to get all these phone calls going, why can't I be on the podcast?
The lights are lighting up now. We're not going to be able to take any more calls today.
Please,
but we'll
don't
be back.
Call us on the telephone.
Those lights are not have nothing to do with phone calls, but they are lights.
Yeah, Mark's looking at the audio board.
I think
here.
That means we're recording. But yeah, if you do have
are we recording?
But seriously, that if you do have a question, please tweet at us, Instagram at us, email us. The email address is cheers@landgrantbrewing.com. You can also use the contact page on the website or Facebook or whatever. Anyway, but telephone is a great way to ask us a question.
All right.
All right. signing off this week. Thanks again for joining us for another week in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Tap Room. Peace out.
Remember to tip your bartenders, folks.
Big thanks to digitaldwyer.com on the phone call.
Nice.
Cheers. TDC. Bye.
Franklin Pub Ale is a beer that makes you think of Land Grant as your local neighborhood watering hole where you can go grab some beers at. Possibly a place where someone might know your name. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.